A 2016 law was supposed to give employees at the FBI the same whistleblower protections most other federal employees already have. The FBI Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act was a bipartisan and bicameral effort, but when it came time to quickly pass the bill, only a shortened version made it to the Senate floor for a vote. Attorneys and whistleblower advocates say the 2016 law gives FBI whistleblowers a few more protections, but still falls short. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco joins me now with the story of one FBI whistleblower who says he's still waiting for his day in court. Nicole, tell us about this whistleblower.
So the whistleblower is Darren Jones, and we've actually written about him before, 3 years ago when this bill was passed. He's a former GS-15, and he was fired back in 2012 from his position at the FBI for what he says were disclosures that he made, he found, in his view, violations of FBI procurement law and also violations of the FAR. And he made these disclosures to his supervisors. He appealed his determination with the Justice Department IG and took his case to the Merit Systems Protection Board at the time. But DOJ dismissed his case because he made those disclosures at the time to his direct supervisors, not one of nine top-level FBI officials who, under law at that time, were the only people who could hear potential whistleblower disclosures. It's a very specific, very arcane law that only applied at that point to the FBI. So,
and by the way, what was his job at the FBI?
He was in procurement. Jones is also an attorney himself, so he's been representing himself during this whole ordeal over the past eight years at this point. But so when this 2016 law was passed, Jones thought, okay, this is my chance to have my case heard again. The law specifically corrected this issue of who whistleblowers could make their disclosures to. It got rid of this very specific arcane point that you could only make a disclosure to these, you know, handful of people. You could now make disclosures to your direct supervisor, like most federal employees do. And you would think, you know, if you see something wrong in your office, who's the person you're going to go to? Probably the person closest to you, your supervisor. So Jones thought that this law would allow his case to move forward, but for reasons that we'll get into, it actually hasn't.
Got it. All right. Well, first of all, before we get back to what happened with him in particular, with Darren Jones, tell us about the whistleblower protection law that did get passed.
So this was a bill that the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders at the time, Chuck Grassley, Patrick Leahy, had spearheaded. It was also a priority in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee at the time. It was something that Jason Chaffetz had worked on. And the bill, like I mentioned, it did address, you know, who you could make disclosures to, and it corrected that by allowing FBI whistleblowers to make them to really anybody at the department. But it also would have given the FBI a process to investigate and adjudicate these potential disclosures, whistleblower retaliation complaints. And it also would have, and this is really key here in Jones's case, it would have given FBI whistleblowers the right to have their case heard again by a court of appeals. And that's something that they have never had. This bill would have addressed that. However, this bill, it passed in the House with bipartisan support. It passed in the committee, the Judiciary Senate Committee, with bipartisan support, unanimously, in fact. When it got to the Senate floor, it was revealed that there was some objection with the bill and that it wouldn't be able to pass under unanimous consent. That's basically a quick, yes, we all agree to this bill. And so what ended up happening is lawmakers had to carve out non-controversial parts of this bill, replace it, put it in a new bill, and have that pass. And it did pass on the Senate floor back in December 2016. The shortened version of the bill didn't include the right to judicial review. So that means that for FBI whistleblowers like Jones, he isn't able to have his case reviewed again, even though the law has since corrected the fact that he could take his whistleblower disclosures to his supervisor, which was the issue at the time.
We're speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. And so tell us more about his case. What did he allege and what's his status now?
So once this law was passed back in 2016, you know, Jones appealed again to the Justice Department. They denied his case, actually, just in the days that the bill was signed into law by, at the time, President Barack Obama. He has, you know, the National Whistleblower Center has advocated for him. And he has also gotten various letters from his own lawmakers advocating for him as well, saying, look, to the Justice Department, to the DOJ IG, you should really revisit this case. He has letters from Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen and Jamie Raskin have all written on his behalf. But unfortunately, the IG has come back and said, look, this is out of our hands. We don't have the ability to really adjudicate this. And, you know, there's nothing more that we can do. So at this point, Jones feels that he's kind of stuck. And I talked to, you know, some attorneys of the National Whistleblower Center, and they say, yes, he is stuck. He and other FBI whistleblowers who are in this situation, they really need that right to have judicial review.
Yeah, so he's okay under the law in having made that disclosure to his supervisor originally, but he's not okay because now that that is retroactively okay,
yes,
there's no judicial review still for what happened to him, which he lost his job, correct?
He did lose his job. He is still unemployed, actually. And he's still, you know, fighting this case. I mean, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. It's been going on since 2012, and he's still looking for some sort of, you know, he says he's looking for justice at this point. I think, unfortunately, Tom, you ask kind of what's next. I mean, there isn't really, this isn't a priority at this point. The Senate currently is engaged in other things. They are occupied, yes, as you say. And while if you talk to Senator Chuck Grassley, who actually mentioned Jones in his statement before the Senate in his anger and disappointment that this FBI whistleblower protection bill wasn't able to see the light of the day, light of day as, you know, initially intended, it doesn't seem like there's much of an appetite to really take up this issue in the Senate. And I think it's because, you know, there was this objection back in 2016. No one really knows where it came from. You know, it seems as if it came from the Justice Department. No one knows which senator really stood up and said, look, I have a problem with this and it's not going to get, this bill will not get through unanimous consent. And so I think at this point, FBI whistleblowers like Jones who are in his situation, and there aren't that many of them, they're stuck. And I think they're looking for Congress to take up this issue again.
And in the meantime, at the FBI, there's still no judicial review, but there is also anti-retaliation provisions that do apply to the FBI.
That's true. And, you know, yes, this bill did accomplish some things. It did equalize whistleblower protections
to some extent
for FBI employees. But I think the argument is that the bill still falls short.
All right. A lesson in be warned before you embark on that whistleblower course. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Check out her story at federalnewsnetwork.com.